Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Recurry, coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre call and send that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, breast cancer is the most common diagnosed cancer for women, including those of Maori descent, Pacifica, and Indigenous Australian communities. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn there with Associate Professor Andrew Redfern and talk about this space on the line. Andrew, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Greetings from Noongar country. I'm great, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And thank you for coming to the program. So here we are in the 21st century. Breast cancer is the most common diagnosed cancer for women, including from Maori, Pacific and Indigenous Australian communities. So a lot of work needs to be done, and we need to do ourselves and do what we need to do to protect ourselves, Professor.
Well, that's right. It's not a problem that's going away. There's a lot of breast cancer about, and certainly in the Indigenous Australian and Maori communities, and it's good to be aware of that. Not to be fearful of it, but just to keep a close eye out, check yourself, encourage other people to do that, and also go for your tests, your mammograms when they're offered, because they're very effective at minimising the problem and making it easy to treat if it happens.
So was there a survey done regarding First Nation people, when we're talking about Maori descent and Pacifica, as well as First Nation here in Australia? There was a survey done to findings about where we sit as First Nation women?
Well, certainly my own work has involved the Indigenous Australians, though I'm a honorary New Zealand passport holder as well. So certainly in the Aboriginal women, we've looked at all of the Aboriginal women that have had breast cancer for the last 15 years in Western Australia, looking at what kinds of cancer they get, how well it was treated, and what the outcomes were and what we can do to make them better.
Yeah, and a lot of work need to be done in this sense. So for prevention, are we talking about, when you look at breast cancer, is that hereditary? Can it be passed on to children?
It can be they're relatively rarely less common than people think.
Okay.
Only about 5% of breast cancers have been due to something passed on from the family.
Okay.
And interestingly, we actually found that it was a bit less common in Aboriginal women to have that hereditary link than in the non-Aboriginal population.
Sure.
Which is a good thing, obviously.
And what about ages? Can you help us with that, Andrew, in regarding the ages for breast cancer, or doesn't? It's not discriminative in that sense.
It's actually, though people consider that it's quite common in younger women, I think that's because when younger women get it, it's obviously a tough thing, people getting it when they've still got young families sometimes, so it's those cases are very prominent. But actually it's an illness that gets a bit more common with each passing year, so it becomes more and more common as you get older. So you can't relax when you're 60 or 70 or 80, and they certainly should still be vigilant then.
Sure, exactly. And how often should our women, when they go for their checkups, is this every 6 months or annually or once a year? Could you tell us figures there?
It depends on your risk. If you've not got a strong family history and there's not a bigger risk, but just the average risk, usually we suggest mammograms in particular to be every 2 years and then a physical checkup every year. And then we recommend people keep an eye on a self-examination probably a few times a year.
Sure. And causes, are we talking smoking, drinking, too much fatty foods?
Surprisingly, it's one of the few things where smoking isn't a big factor. Alcohol is. Also, not exercising increases your risk. Not getting your veggies increases the risk. And also, if people get very overweight, then the risk of breast cancer goes up as well.
So a lot of the onus is on the individual and how they live their life. And we are creatures of of habit. We need to just have some good habits in our life.
That's absolutely right. It's rather than going on splurges of healthy behaviour and then falling off the wagon, so to speak, it's best to have some general background things, the exercise, the veggies, there all the time. I think one of the good things is all these things that prevent help prevent breast cancer, also help prevent heart disease and diabetes and lots of other stuff we don't want to have. So it's good value to do these things because they protect you in all kinds of ways.
And a silly question, Andrew, but can men get breast cancer?
Oh, it's not that silly, and yes, they certainly can. It is a rarity. It's about a hundredth of the rate of women, so we rarely see it. But and guys often don't think about it because there's no real education. So it's often later picked up because they've sat, not being sure what it is for a bit longer. So guys should think about it if something unusual happens in that area.
Well, exactly. Well, when you do your checkup, go the full Monty, checkup in all facets of the anatomy, I would say.
Oh, well, that's right. We blokes are not so good at going to get stuff, going to get our health sorted out.
Because we're tough, aren't we?
yeah, so that area and lower down as well should get checked up.
Exactly.
Relatively regularly.
Andrew, thank you for the yarn. Great yarn, and good to have the conversation out there. We all need to take care, and longevity is the goal. And if you ain't going to do it for yourself, do it for your children or your grandchildren.
Yeah, absolutely right. No, thanks for having me on. A pleasure.
Andrew, all the best. You take care. Keep smiling, my friend. Bye-bye.
Yeah, cheers. You too. And the listeners.
To Delhi. Beautiful yarn there. That's Associate Professor Andrew Redfern. And just talking about breast cancer in Māori, Pacifica and Indigenous communities. And, yeah, do your checkup. Very important. Do your check your mob at least once every 2 years. But whenever you go for a checkup, just have the breast checkup as well. And so we found out that men too can get breast cancer, one in a million, but always, yeah, do your checkup as well, brothers. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Delhi number here, 1-800-422-416.
summertime. And your voice is calling, calling out your name. The night is dark and not a light inside. Incessant wailing, wailing, cause we're back again. We will return, we'll carry on. We will protect, we will preserve. We will survive, we will be strong. We'll keep the laws and our culture forgotten, tried, forgotten in another time. Lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten, tried in the darkness of your. A world that's so helpless. Walking on the ground of the burning tribe. It makes us proud, so proud we're gonna make it right. We're not extinct, we're all well and still alive. Reunited to come back to you again. We'll keep the laws and culture and lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten, drive in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. What you have done for us. But there's no fear, we will make it loud and clear. We'll come back home, we'll stay as long as what we want. We will return, we'll carry on. We will protect, we will preserve. We will survive, we will be strong. We'll keep the laws and our culture. Forgotten tribe, forgotten in another. Lost in a world that's so reckless. Forgotten, drive in the darkness of your eyes. Lost in a world that's so helpless. Forgotten, drive, forgotten in another.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk rack, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
A battle chant to dance a warrior's theme. We take it to the streets, rounding up the fleets. Until the people free, there can never be no peace. This a pro-black renaissance, lost languages are kings. I and I battling to win, and the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teachers,
rages the hunger for the truth. The future is confused. Time to change the news. Color people's thoughts, change their worldviews. A microphone sire, build an empire. Zenitus will rise off the words of desire. Go higher, higher. Pound for pound, raise your fist. The roots from Jamaican bloodline connects. From Guam to the Philippines, Fiji to the South Seas, Papua New Guinea, my one talks, we one see. Power to the movement in Brazil, Canadian powwow, the movement is real. I can see it in your eyes, a warrior's pride. The music be the power that will make the people rise. Watch the many nations stand and unify. The universal virtues, one personified. And the horns go.
When music is freedom, a new life unfolds. In the book of the teachers, a new story is told. And the voice of the people will move your soul. A new rhythm is coming, and we're dancing through the streets, yeah.
One time for the mind.
Let the rhythm take control.
Two time for the pride.
Hear them dancing through the streets, yeah. Let the music free your soul.
Two time for your pride.
Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Coming to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your saver calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from. And to all our traditional and trusted beautiful country of ours, welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yan Up Strong. Very good morning to you all. Hope you're well. And a big shout out to the First Nation radio stations across this beautiful country of ours. Deadly Black Network. And look, we deliver all our yarns, all our deadly yarns, all our deadly music. And also have a platform where people can ring in and talk and add to the conversation, no matter what the topic, whether we're talking NRL, we're talking Voice to Parliament. And either way, all is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're going to catch up a yarn now with Molly Hunt, illustrator. This book, Thinks You're Deadly, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Give me a call. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully One, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from McCurry, National Talk Black. Molly, you're there. Molly, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you from.
Yeah, no worries. My name is Molly Hunt. I'm a Balangar Noongar woman, and I'm from Wyndham, Ottawa in the Kimberley.
Beautiful, beautiful country, and a big shout-out to your mob there. Thank you very much for joining us. Now, a celebration of excellence. We're talking about this deadly book here, and the book is This Book Thinks You're Deadly. Now, Corey Tutt, and illustrations by you, Molly Hunt. Tell us about your story, your journey first, becoming an illustrator.
Yeah, well, I've always been an artist, you know, at heart. Always been a storyteller. My mum is a talented storyteller. My dad is also an artist as well, so I've kind of had the best of both worlds.
good genes there, good genes.
good genes. I guess I've never really tapped into that until I quit a job. Yeah. I was working this really stressful presenter job, and it kind of burnt me out. And once I really suppressed a lot of my creativity, and once I resigned, it made
you
me like,
free.
Oh, why am I? Yeah, it made me like kind of like tap back into my creativity and,
yes,
you know, maybe express myself a bit more and, you know, and rest is history. And then now I'm illustrating a book.
Yeah, fantastic. So tell us about working with Corey Tutt, who's a deadly brother. Now, he's also OAM as well. So he's up there, and you're alongside him, my sister.
Yeah, he's a very prominent man. But Corey is like, he's a good friend. He's basically family to me.
Good.
We met a few years ago at this Hay Wai Summit where I was a mentor. He was a trailblazer. And once we kind of yarned and connected, I just knew that I wanted to surround myself with Corey. Because you can just tell, you know, he's got that intentions and this good heart that he always wants to, you know, give back and, you know, back to community, really.
Now, fantastic. And we're talking about books, especially for, like, children, to empower our black people, especially our young ones. And if you look at this deadly title, This Book Thinks You're Deadly, you know, that in itself is fantastic. But also future generations to create change and leave readers to ponder. What makes me deadly? It just makes you think about you yourself, if, you know, that I can be deadly, yes?
Yes, that's right. I mean, I kind of wish I had a book like this when I was a kid.
Well, exactly.
Not only making you feel deadly, but also you see that you can literally do anything. I felt like as a kid growing up in a community, I could only be two things, a rapper or an NFL player.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think this shows that you can literally do whatever you want, like, the, you know, reach for the stars, and if you miss the stars, you hit the moon.
Well, exactly.
Or is it the other way around? I'm not sure.
Yeah, shoot for the moon if you miss landmark stars, but shoot for your goals and dreams. That's what it's all about. And as we say, we need more black success in this country, not only on the football field, and like you said, as a rapper. But look, it's great to see that you're an illustrator and creating this book here with Corey Tuck. Can you tell us a bit about the book and the messages it delivers there, sis?
Yeah. It's just basically it's a list or a compilation of all the deadly black people that are doing it in our country. You know, not only that, they are prominent people, like some that you'll really know of and some that you don't know of. So, you know, you're just learning about, you know, what are these mob really doing? And I guess kind of just to inspire you and, like, give you hope and make you feel just proud.
Yeah, exactly. And you look at someone being performing in their field, whether it be starting university, becoming a professional, playing football, playing AFL, playing NRL, the success principles are the same. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. You've got to do what you've got to do to make it work. And you've got to cancel that stuff that may interfere, whether it be partying or, you know what I mean, or just being slack there on the couch. It's a get-up-and-go sort of attitude, isn't it?
Yeah, basically that. But also, it's also like there's different types of success. You know, one person could be winning, you know, a national award, and others, like, you know, working in the community and giving back. So it shows the range of what success is.
And so you yourself, have you got brothers, sisters, younger?
Yeah, I'm the oldest out of 11.
Well, there you go. Oldest out of 11. There you go. So you're leading from the front, sister. And you have
to. Had no choice,
exactly. And so that in itself would inspire your younger siblings then. I mean, like, if Sissy Molly can do it, I can too.
That's right. You know, and that's kind of like, that's one of the main drives for me. You know, it's just always kind of like, I have to kind of pave this pathway. I'm the first, so I have to be the change maker. So brothers can follow, and, like, you know, I can do that.
Exactly. And my sister, I always said that we as black people, we are wealthy just being black. We just got to get proactive, you know, and get our skin in the game and get active with it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, like, got these gifts, so I said, let's use it then.
Yeah, too deadly. So this book, Thinks You're Deadly, that's out and about now. People can go out and purchase it.
Yep, go to any bookstore. You should find it there. I've been I've just been traveling for the last couple of days. I've been finding them at airports, so just find them anywhere.
You're a big note in yourself. Too deadly.
So yeah, go get it.
Go get it. Hey, thank you for the yarn. Keep doing what you're doing. We'll keep in touch and keep an eye on your deadly career. Leading from the front, my sister, and thank you very much. Big shout out to all your mob there, and big shout out to Corey Tutt as well, sis. You take care, eh? Bye bye. That's Molly. Molly Hunt, her name is. Now, Molly Hunt, look, deadly illustrations. Illustrator she is. She brings the profiles of life, a celebration of black excellence, and will inspire future generations. Why she's picked up her art skills to create change and leave readers to ponder. What makes me deadly is her background motto. But we're talking about this deadly book that's out at the moment. This book thinks she's deadly. Celebration of black excellence. Corey Tutt. The author, part of the program as well, but illustration done by Molly Hunt. It's good to have a yarn with Molly Hunt. Spoke very highly of Corey Tutt, who's I've spoken to many times, OM, on this daily program, Kamilaroi man, and from Nowra, New South Wales, and as getting into becoming a zookeeper in high school. He developed a love of STEM subjects, but unlike the arts and sports, he found there was a little encouragement for Aboriginal people to pursue careers in STEM. And back in 2018, while working in a research assistant for the University of Sydney, Corey founded Deadly Science, and that's a topic we've been yarning about a lot on this program. So, Too Deadly to Corey. It's a not-for-profit organisation that aims to provide science books and telescopes to remote schools in Australia, connects younger Indigenous people with mentor, and encourage their participation in STEM subjects. But ventured off into doing some books as well. So here it is. This book thinks you're deadly. And if you pick it up, then you are deadly. If you don't pick it up, you're still deadly, but be active. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yanup Strong?
Oh, I love you, sister girl. Oh, I love you, sister girl.
I've seen you grow up. A lovely Marie girl. But now you're a woman with not a care in the world. And I love you, my sister, my deadly sister girl. Oh, oh, show us what you're made of, 'cause you're a diamond amongst pearls. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. 'Cause you're my kind of sister. You're the best one in this world. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. And I love you, my sister. Stand proud, my Marie girl.
Oh, I love you, sister girl. Oh, I love you, sister girl.
Well, you may find it tough in the many years to come, but just hold your head high and remember where you come from. Just remember, 'cause you'll always have family. Don't be frightened, never be. No, no, 'cause your precious family, they will always hold you dear. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. 'Cause you're my kind of sister. You're the best one in this world. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. And I love you, my sister. Stand proud, my Marie girl. Whoa. Now, don't be shy, my sister. Stand up and speak your mind. But you were there for me, my sister, when times were tough, they were tough. You're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. 'Cause you're my kind of sister. You're the best one in this world. And you're too deadly, my sister. You're too deadly, sister girl. And I love you, my sister. Stand proud.
To pay tribute to all the women across
across this land. We want to say thank you. It's because of you we can. You raised us from babies to the people we are today.
It's me, Bush Takabanji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from Macquarie, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yindji Country. That's BBM Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Now, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Dudley's sister, teaching student, who is specialised in industrial technologies, which is an exciting area, and experts of shortage area among trained teachers. The sister's name is Hayley Creed. I have Hayley on the line. Hayley, good morning, sister. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Hayley, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
I'm a Darawal woman from the Camden area. However, I grew up on the northern beaches of Sydney, which is Gadigal country.
Gadigal country. And big shout out to both community members there. Thank you very much. Now, sister, you're with ACU, Emerging Leader. You've been tagged, teacher student. So tell us about your story and what you're teaching and how you got into it, my sister.
Yeah, so my mum's a teacher. and I've always looked up to her as a teacher and just been like, far out, it's a good job to give back to students, especially MOB.
Mm.
Seeing them thrive in education is absolutely incredible, especially in the industrial field for women.
Yes.
Women in STEM is very uncommon, and there's a big drive at the moment to try and power those girls who might be questioning whether to go into it or not. So I was like, you know what? Let's do it. It's in such high demand, yes, the technology field of education. So I was like, give it a turn, and absolutely love it. I've not looked back since.
Lovely. So when we're saying teaching, are we talking primary school, high school? Which areas?
Yeah, so it's high school. So okay. I major in industrial technology and textiles.
Yes.
And I minor in computing, engineering, design and technology. And then I get to do all food tech and everything else as well, which is incredible. It's so much fun.
So a variety, which is fantastic. And you have a nice platform there, a smorgasbord, so to speak, in regard to career pathways. You mentioned off air about Dad being a firefighter, which is a passion of yours as well, yes?
Yes, I would love to be a casual teacher in the fiery. If I get into the recruitment this year, it's a lot of work, but I have been studying for it as well as doing my uni study also. So it's pretty full-time at the moment, but it's such a rewarding experience even trying out for it. So fingers crossed.
Now, Hallie, you talk about Dad being a firefighter, but also your grandfather as well. Is that right?
Yeah. Pop was one too. So it runs in the family, and my brother's going to try as well, so... we'll see how we go.
You must be really fired up there, partner punt.
when we get in, yeah.
Yeah, that's so deadly, exactly. So with that, it's is it an application as such, and whether or not you get selected, or what's the process to become a firefighter, sister?
Oh, it's extensive. So you start off with an application. So recruitment opens, you apply online, you do 2 targeted questions.
Mm.
Then you go through to an aptitude test, which is all like brain stuff and emotions and everything. And then you go to the physical test. So if you get through the aptitude and you're in the top 10% or so, you get through to the physical test, which is very demanding. I've tried before and I unfortunately failed the physical test. But this year I'm definitely feeling stronger.
Good.
So we'll see how that goes. And then it goes to interviews, and then you have a 13-week intensive training course before you get put into a station.
Good. So firefighters, they're screaming out for women, but great to see black women step up as well.
Yeah. It'll be super exciting, but still a long way ahead.
No, that's fantastic. And so with that, but that's down the track, so your focus at the moment, becoming a teaching student. When do you finish the course there, Hayley?
My degree is actually 4.5 years because it is the double with the technology.
Okay.
So I finish. I've still got 2 years to go, but I can start casual teaching at the end of this year.
Okay, beautiful. Fantastic. And so with that teaching, and then when will you look at applying for a firefighter? I mean, that's two different industries, 2 different areas. So it's a bit of a juggle, isn't it?
It sure is. I want to go out and teach rural for my first few years. So I'm really hoping to get into maybe somewhere in northwest New South Wales, or so even go up to Queensland and do some teaching up there. I haven't really decided yet. I just know I want to do rural for the first few years, maybe the first 3 or so years, and then I can, because I can defer the fireys for a few years. So
fantastic.
Do that. And see what I like about teaching, see what I don't. There's always positives and negatives of all work.
Of course, exactly.
Wherever you go. So.
And it's good to have...
And hopefully I can do casual teaching and fireys at the same time.
Yeah,
because in New South Wales, they get 5 days off.
Okay.
After their 2 shifts, which is very
which is
nice.
Good. It could work in well then for both industries, both jobs. You there, Hayley? No, I lost Hayley there. That's Hayley Creed. Hayley Creed, she's a teacher student.
Still there?
Yeah, Hayley, can you hear me? Hayley? No, we'll try and get Hayley back. Hayley Creed, a teaching student, but also talking about becoming work in as a fiery, you could say. Her father was, her grandfather was, a black woman fired up to get into the fiery, but focused on becoming a teacher first, and that's where it's at. So I'll try and get her back and continue that yarn. You there, sister, Hayley?
I'm here.
Yeah. Thanks for coming back. So just talking about this opportunity. So it's about working in two different industries, but you are focused on the teaching first and the fiery down the track, yes?
Yeah, 100%. Looking at doing rural work in my first 3 or so years of teaching,
yes.
Just to get a feel that I feel like that's the best place to get experience, honestly, out in community with mob and working alongside mob, which is far out. I would love to do that.
Yes.
You don't really get that as much in Sydney, so do it going out rural. You learn from the best.
Exactly.
So do that and then can go to the fires a bit later on once I've decided what I like and don't like of teaching.
Exactly. Now, Hallie, have you got brothers and sisters?
I do. I got younger brother, younger sister.
Okay, and you're leading the way, so younger brother, younger sister, you're the oldest leading the way. Would they be looking at forays as well?
Yeah, so my brother actually wants to apply with me this year.
Oh.
So my sister's a little bit on the shy side, a little bit
right?
Different to my brother and I, but we're both hoping to do it. We've been training
Good.
In the gym together, so
Good.
See how we go.
Well, it's about being in control of what you can't be in control of, and you can be in control of getting fit and getting stronger. So if you do that department, I think everything will fall into place there, sis.
Yeah, because it's footy season as well.
Well, there you go. Too. Yeah, yeah. Who's your team, sister? Who's your team?
I play for Manly Wolves AFL Club.
AFL, all North. Right. Too deadly. Represent.
Yeah.
Well, you might get a contract in the WAFL, then forget teaching and fiery. Well, that's
My
too deadly.
Out there now,
exactly. Look, thank you for the yarn. Congratulations. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you very much. And look, leading from the front, my
lost
sister.
You again.
Unfortunately, lost Hayley. Hayley Creed, good yarn, good conversation. Teaching student. She has another year. Then she can get. She can be put out there on the job while teaching. She wants to teach in rural, but she's got a passion to be in the fire brigade. Her father was, her poppy was, and her father still is, and her poppy was. So she's keen to follow that track, but her brother keen to do it as well. But that's a sister who's fired up about two different industries, teaching and a fire brigade, too deadly. ACU, she's studying at ACU, emerging leader, and good to have a yarn with our deadly black students in university. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.